It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Previously on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
Jed Hoyer and Crane Kenny. Crane has been generous. He's getting in a dunk tank at Gallagher Way before this game on Saturday.
Crane himself is in the dunk tank.
Jed, what's that worth to you to be the person to dunk Crane Kenny?
How many pitches do I get? Shirtless or not shirtless? I didn't know that. You
know? Jed was a college pitcher. He is disqualified. He doesn't get to... This is for amateurs only.
We just got a $500,000 donation from a T. Epstein. T. Epstein has volunteered.
I will be in the dunk tank.
Other FS1 employees jumping in?
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
It has been a hell of a day, and we are just getting started. So that means we are 7 hours down, 17 to go. On the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, 100% of the proceeds going for cancer research. We are at $229,000.
You look perky, man.
Hey, man, this is all in my brother Brad's honor, man. I'm ready to go.
I'm going
to
come back in at 2 in the morning, just sort of check in on you, see how you're holding up.
We'll see how perky I am at that point. And so there have been some surprises, right?
Cubs players and people are getting competitive. That's what's happening.
Yeah, Rick Sutcliffe donating a $5,000 party at Murphy's after Cubs Yankees was amazing. Ryan Sandberg, the moment of the event, announcing that he's cancer-free.
Jed Hoyer matching what Crane Kenny was going to do.
They went in for $20,000 between the two of them. And I promise you, I did not know that that was happening. And I did not know that this was about to happen. Pleased to be joined now by the owner of the Chicago Cubs, Tom Ricketts, on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon ahead of Cubs for a Cure weekend at Wrigley Field. Tom, thank you so much for calling in. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you guys.
So I understand that you heard your presidents, kind of do something, doing something earlier. Yeah, you can't be outdone. I mean, you own the damn team.
No, I don't want to be outdone. I'm happy to. I'll contribute. Whatever. Sign me up for $25,000 match right now, and I'll keep going.
Okay, a match too. This is very exciting. So a $25,000 match.
Wow.
From Tom Ricketts. So we. I mean.
So
I
we
mean,
get $25,000 this hour. It gets matched.
Up. So right. That's biggest hour of the Radiothon. Tom Ricketts will match it. Is that correct, Tom?
That's it.
Okay, now this weekend is pretty amazing. The Stand Up to Cancer moment is iconic across baseball. It's never happened at a local game. It's happening at Wrigley. Everything at Gallagher Way, this Radiothon, the designed cleats, the 50-50 raffle. What does it mean to you to kind of be turning over your team and your ballpark for cancer research for a whole series?
Well, I mean, I think it's great. Obviously, shout out to you guys and everything you're doing, Danny, particularly you for the 24-hour commitment. Crane and Jen Martindale here at the Cubs for everything they're doing to get this weekend together. Obviously, for us, a lot of it started with losing Lynn last year after he lost his battle. And then right as that was coming out, of course, we, end of last year, found out about Ryan's issue, which obviously is heading the right direction now. That's very, very, very encouraging. And so anyway, we're really happy to do it. Hopefully the Cubs fans will all come out. Hopefully we'll sell a lot of souvenir T-shirts. Hopefully it'll be the biggest 50-50 raffle ever, and it'll just be a great day.
Tom, Lynn Bramer's coming up so often in this Radiothon today from Crane earlier and from you, and I know how you guys had gotten close. We'll do that again. We'll do another concert for Lynn maybe next year to go along with this event or in some other way, but it's beautiful that our radio colleague and dear friend Lynn Bramer has inspired you in that way.
Yeah, that was a great night, and having Bob Bold come out at the Metro, pretty special.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, thank you so much. $25,000 is incredibly generous. Are you getting in the dunk tank after Crane?
You know, I kind of feel like I live in the dunk tank.
So. you live in the dunk tank. Okay.
I have a family commitment, so I can't make the dunk tank this weekend, but I would have.
No, we know you would have. Thank you.
Who are the people throwing the balls in the dunk tank you live in, Tom? Or is that enough?
I don't know. We don't have enough time. Maybe on a 24-hour radio-a-thon, you don't have enough time for that list.
Tom, the $25,000 is very generous, and we're definitely going to hit $1 million over the weekend, and we're going to try to get as close as we possibly can during this radiothon. So thank you for the generosity. It means the world to – I mean, this is for brain cancer research, this radiothon portion and Brain Up, in honor of my brother Brad. You know, my nephew will be throwing out the first pitch on Saturday, Brad's son, to Craig Council. They grew up together. So just on behalf of the Parkins family, in addition to the Score family, just wanted to thank you for all of the support.
No, it's all good. Hopefully we'll have a really big weekend and go way past your number.
Thank you, Tom.
Is there any chance you're going to join Rick Sutcliffe on the roof at Murphy's for the impromptu gift that he gave away?
He's talking to Shane. He's talking. Oh, he's gone.
It's too bad. Because that was going to be a yes. That was totally going to be a yes.
We are at that is a big number. So, okay. Now, this is about to get very interesting.
I mean, I think it's already pretty damn interesting.
No, I agree, but this is very – okay, so we now have – the original plan for this hour was for the first 15,000. We were going to do the biggest match was 15,000. Edrington, Sri Rao, our good friend, supporter of Camp One Step. He is in the fight of his life right now. He's actually undergoing such an aggressive cancer treatment right now.
Sri is a dear and wonderful man who's been associated with the station and numerous events for a long time. A great listener, great music fan, guitar player, great guy.
He texted me this morning. He said it's good that we pre-recorded because right now I actually am not able to speak as a result of his aggressive stem cell therapy transplant and his cancer regimen that's going to have him in the hospital right now for weeks on end. He might not be out until October, but he is listening. Edrington has put up a $15,000 match. So with Tom Ricketts' match, we're talking about a triple match for the next $15,000 and a double match for the next $25,000. And we have now surpassed 1,000 total donations since we've been on. But we need this to be the biggest hour yet. We still have Blackhawks suite tickets for $2,000. We have Barrel Room Cubs tickets for $1,000. That is an amazing, amazing Cubs experience. And
wow.
And I was just told three more meet and greets have been added. One with our guy Nico, who doubled up. Tyone doubled up. Patrick Wisdom doubled up. Those are $2,500 apiece. Four tickets, autographed item, picture, pregame on the field, and you get to meet Pat Hughes.
Oh!
Okay, so
booth visit is added on to those meetings because we had some texters who wanted to get in on one of the meet and greets, but it was gone already. There's three more available.
Three more. I mean, oh my God, there's going to be someone in Pat Hughes' booth every game next season. 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. So that means Edrington up to 15K, Tom Ricketts up to 25K. We need to move these items this hour to maximize this. This is going to make our number absolutely skyrocket this hour, but I wanted to play with you now. This will be one of the more inspiring things you hear during the 24 hours. My conversation with Sri Rao before he entered pretty much the most aggressive cancer treatment possible. This is a very, very special thing. I am honored to be joined, and we'll be doing a toast here in a little bit, and you'll understand why, by Sri Rao, who is the McAllen area manager for Edrington. Sri, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us in, Danny.
Of course. And Edrington has been very generous here. And why don't you tell everybody what you guys are going to put up for this hour?
So for this hour, Edrington will donate a $10,000 match for all those donations that come in this hour.
So that's amazing. That's so generous. Thank you. So Cure24 to 41444. That's your text, cubsforacure.com. Let's make Edrington spend that 10 grand. Your 10 bucks becomes 20, 1,000 bucks becomes 2,000, 500 becomes 1,000. Let's hit that 10,000 number and fly by. And you've been such a generous supporter of the station and with Dan Bernstein and Camp One Step for a number of years, but I know this cause and Brain Up and the fight against cancer has now become all too personal for you.
Yeah, it's definitely changed a lot in this past year. So I received my diagnosis of brain cancer back in January, and the first week of January, and it's changed everything. You know, it's the outlook on everything. But it also makes me, you know, grateful that I'm at a place where I can hopefully help some other people as I have in the past, and I want to keep helping them in the future.
Yeah. So, and you've got a real beast of a brain cancer, buddy.
Yeah.
So see, because so like, you know, my brother Brad had glioblastoma, which is terminal brain cancer.
Yep.
It's about as bad of a diagnosis as you could get, right? We've been talking about it a lot. Brain cancer without a cure. You have something even more rare than glioblastoma. You have CNS lymphoma. Tell people about it and the diagnosis.
So my diagnosis is primary CNS lymphoma, and essentially it is cancer in the fluid that's inside of my brain. And that's what makes it so difficult to treat, is that there isn't a tumor that can be removed. There's no surgical option. There's no spot that can be radiated. It's just the fluid in my brain that has the cancer in it, which is why it's referred to as a lymphoma. It's fairly rare, only about 1,500 people a year in terms of the diagnosis. But the outcomes have been getting better and better and better, and that's due to research. You know, and that's why this research is so important. Not to belittle any other cancers, but a lot of the research goes into cancers that a lot more people have. The dollars go where, you know, people donate where they know somebody who was sick with that particular disease. So breast cancer, testicular cancer, a lot of prostate cancer, they get a lot of the funding just because they're more well known.
Yeah, and more profitable for the pharma companies too. Yes. If in fact they have breakthroughs, they could then get it out to more people.
Yes, yes, they have a much bigger audience in order to subscribe to those medicines. And you know, it's tricky and it's tough because with my disease, unless there's some breakthrough drug or something like that that's willing to fund, there isn't a lot of funding to study it.
Dr. Dixit is going to be coming on in a couple of hours. He's going to be in studio, and you know, he didn't want to give up anything about you without you saying it first. But I know that you're loving the care,
yes,
that you've got from Dr. Dixit.
Dr. Dixit is fantastic.
He's the most recent recipient of the last clinical trial that Brain Up funded. Actually, he's the one who's executing the trial,
which is crazy because we had the conversation about this. I've been in Dr. Dixit's care since January.
Yeah.
Neither of us had any idea.
Yeah.
That we all knew each other.
Yeah, this is the club that you don't really want to be a part of, the brain cancer club. In some ways, obviously, I'm not directly in it, but through my brother, I've gotten very involved with Brain Up. And, you know, what he basically said is there's no funding for this disease.
Yeah.
For this specific disease. It's like there's no funding for it. So it has to come through private philanthropic efforts. Why don't you just tell some people, like, about how it's impacted you, what your treatment's been like kind of like what's your life been like since January?
So my life has been turned pretty upside down. Working for a spirit brand, I'm used to being out and being with people and being, you know, out and about in the market and talking to and spending my time with lots of people and raising glasses and having a lot of fun out there. And I have not been able to do that. You know, it's really impacted myself, my mental well-being there in that way. I've been in treatment basically since the day after I collapsed and went to the hospital. It's mostly been high-dose chemotherapy, but I come home and I'm tired and it's hard to get up and moving. I've been doing the chemotherapy for about 7 months now. and I am happy to announce that I am in the process of my stem cell transplant at this point.
Yeah, and so tell people what that looks like. So as far as you understand it.
Yeah, as far as I understand it. No, definitely. And Dr. Dixit can definitely explain it better than I can. But essentially, they try with the regular chemotherapy to cure all the cancer that they can see. But with a cancer like mine, where it's so small and it's in the hiding in the fluid, you can't always see it. So you can't just go get it. So what they do is what's called consolidation therapy, where they give me basically the most powerful chemotherapy that exists. To go in there and kill all those microscopic little cancer cells. And after it kills those cells, it then proceeds to kill my entire immune system and my bone marrow. So then the stem cell transplant's actually a rescue to allow my immune system and my bone marrow to come back.
Man. And, you know, so again, Sri Rao, McAllen area manager, Edrington's putting up $10,000 this hour. We got to make this number 10,000 become 20 to fund research grants through Brain Up to fund, hopefully, to find a cure and a treatment for diseases like Sri's, CNS lymphoma, only about 1,500 cases a year. So again, you could text CURE24 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. Let's spend Edrington's money here. Northwestern's basically the only hospital in the Midwest that even treats this disease.
That's correct. And Dr. Dixit is one of the few doctors that do so.
I mean, how is this on your family? Like, take us into your personal life a little bit, whatever you're comfortable.
It's been a challenge, especially with my wife and my kids.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 9 and 12. So the 9-year-old doesn't necessarily know exactly what's going on. Actually, my son is now 13. He was 12 when I was diagnosed. He knows how to use Google. So that has not been the greatest in terms of, you know, him going out and trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's been tough because I have not been around at all. I haven't been able to play with them. Even when I have the energy, it's hard because my immune system is really beat down. And I try not to impact their life as much as I can. So, you know, they're going to school like normal and everything else. But that means that I have to be, you know, careful and then get me sick. And then my wife has been amazing. I would not have made it this far without her. It helps that she's a medical professional herself and is able to explain a lot of the things to me that they'd say. And I have no idea what's going on. Dr. Dixit, like, basically talks to my wife. And I just sit in the room and play on my phone.
Yeah. I was my brother would just make jokes, and then they would explain the things to his wife Jen, and then he'd be like, "So what are we doing?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Where am I going next?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say, your courage through this is amazing. Your transparency, sharing your story. And getting, you know, your company, which has been so supportive of so many great causes, Edrington, to put up $10,000, you know, is truly amazing. So again, please text CURE24 to 41444. Donations, I know, are rolling in right now, but we need to spend this man and this company's money. But I don't know that we've ever hung out without toasting something.
No,
together.
That's not a possibility.
So what have you brought us today? This is a very fancy bottle.
So I brought us a bottle of the Sir Peter Blake whiskey. And this is a collaboration which we did with the artist Sir Peter Blake. He's the gentleman who did the album cover, Spiegs Will Know This Answer, for Sgt. Pepper's. And, you know, we did this collaboration with the whiskey. This is his last project that he did before he retired. And the interesting thing about what they decided to name this bottling is they called it an estate, a community, and a distillery. Because in Scotland, many of these small towns, and community revolves around the distillery and revolves around the estate. And I've found my own community in terms of being diagnosed, even before I was diagnosed with cancer, with Camp One Step and participating with all those activities, and now since my own diagnosis. And it's a community that, while I wish I wasn't necessarily a part of, I am. And it's why I decided to bring this bottle of toast with today. Plus, you know, we always got to toast with something rare and fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for a rare form of brain cancer, we'll toast to a very rare bottle here of Macallan. So why don't you pour us, you know, I got to go 24 hours, so I'll take a small pour, but I'm not going to not drink with you, Sri. Again, go to cubsforacure.com, text cure 24 to 41444. That's where you could be turning your $10 into $20, your $50 into $100. But I know you have a specific toast that you found that you wanted for this.
I do. I found a toast by a Scottish poet, Pauline Prior Pitt, who actually lives out in the Hebrides, the Scottish islands off the west coast of Scotland, where a lot of Scotch whiskey is made. Not the Macallan, but quite a bit of other Scotch whiskey is made. And I thought it was really fitting. So the way it goes is it's called Let Me Not. Let me not be tempted to talk incessantly about my illnesses. The love of rehearsing them has become too sweet. And more importantly, let others not be tempted to talk in intimate details about theirs. Let us not be led into the comparing of tablets, sizes, shapes, colors, and how many, how often, and for how long. Let us not tell how shocked the doctor was when he saw whatever it was he saw. Let us not go into more intimate details about the prescribing of ointments, injections, bandages. Let us not discuss what the consultant said, nor how long we waited to see him. Finally, when others ask, even though we're dying to tell them, let us have the strength to say, I'm just fine. Slanchiva.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
So that was the toast that recorded with our good friend Sri Rao of Edrington. But since that was recorded, Edrington upped it to a $15,000 match. And then Tom Ricketts came over the top with a $25,000 match. And again, Sri would have done it live. But A, it didn't seem like the best idea in the world for me to drink during a 24-hour radiothon. But also, he's currently in a hospital listening, not able to speak. I was texting with him this morning because literally his form, it's kind of similar to what Connor's daughter had, honestly, in terms of the degree of rarity of the brain cancer. It is so incredibly rare that it doesn't even really get researched specifically because there just aren't enough cases for it. So Brain Up, what we try to do is we try to fund what's called basic science, where we just will study the brain and in order to try to say, okay, maybe we'll unlock something that would help with that or with glioblastoma, but maybe it would be Parkinson's or maybe it would be Alzheimer's or maybe it would be dementia. So we raise money for clinical trials for glioblastoma and brain cancer, but also fund neurological basic science to just study the brain to figure out how to get medicine into the brain because it's the toughest thing to do in the cancer field.
Yeah, last time I checked in with Sri, he was talking about having to relearn how to do all sorts of basic functions. He was playing the guitar, was using the guitar as a way to retrain his fingers how to do things. An accomplished musician. I love that. Sir Peter Blake. No, I didn't know Sri. I didn't know that name as the guy who did Sgt. Pepper. He also did the Live Aid concert poster, the Do They Know It's Christmas Band-Aid single album cover, some Who albums too. So Sri, a very thoughtful sports fan, musician, and a guy right in the middle of the Scores listener nexus. And that's really cool that he's gotten Edrington to do as much as he has through the years.
Hochberg's urologist, Dr. Michael McGuire, has come in with a $2,000 donation. There are some... I love you, Hochberg. We still have a couple of pairs
of... You think that's how he introduces himself at parties? Hey, I'm David Hochberg's urologist. How are you? Good to see you. Try the wine.
We still have a couple of pairs, by the way, to the November 10th game. That's a Sunday game. Watch Bears at noon, then go to the Hawks game. Hochberg's got your food, drink, and dessert cart, and Shane and Tanny are going to be at the game. That's 773-388-8270.
The view from his suite, too, is incredible.
It's perfect for hockey.
It's incredible, and it's where the Hawks shoot twice. You're on that corner.
And you get to see you guys in that view.
And David Hochberg's there, and he says the wildest things. So you will, like, and nothing is off limits
what
in a conversation
banks?
With David Hochberg.
Yeah, that should be flying out right now, 773-388-8270. $2,500 meet and greet on the field, four tickets with Tyone, plus Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, booth visit, 2,500 pregame meet and greet, picture, autographed item, field experience, and booth experience with Pat and Ron with Patrick Wisdom. 2,500 for each of them at 773-388-8270.
And Patrick Wisdom will end up being the most handsome person you see in person. So claim that immediately.
Until you see Coom. Until you see Ron Coomer upstairs. You know, I mean, they're right there together. Danny, what if I can't afford $2,500? What if I have like $200 and I want something cool and Cubs related?
You know, it's a good point, Speaks. Thank you for asking. We got five more baseballs. Next five $200 donations at CubsForACure.com or texting CURE24 to 41444. You'll get an autographed baseball. And then that $200 will become $600, courtesy of Edrington and Tom Ricketts.
Who autographed the baseball?
It's going to be a good player. So, you know, you'll get Shota Imanaga, Nico Horner, Ian Happ, Jameson Taillon, Justin Steele, Dansby Swanson.
Man.
So you're going to $200
for an autographed baseball.
Of a starter.
And it gets tripled.
And it gets tripled. So those got to fly fast. That's got to be $1,000, $200 five times.
Yeah.
We got to turn that in here. Let's turn those $200 into, that would be $600 times five. That'd be $3,000. Let's go.
CubsForACure.com. What if I had $600 and I want a cool music related prize from you guys? Because
you got something?
I got something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, people need to call for that because we only got one of them, right? 773-388-8270. Tell people what it is. Then we got to bring in our next guest.
All right. Two tickets for any two concerts at two of Chicago's best music venues over the next calendar year. This is generously donated by Joe Shanahan from Cabaret Metro, a cancer survivor, and from Ray Quinn at Martyrs. Winner of this package gets two spots on the guest list for any two concerts at both venues over the course of the next calendar year. That's four concert events in total, two complimentary spots on the guest list for each one. You know, incredible shows come to Metro, incredible shows come to Martyrs. You get into two of them, whichever you like, over the next year. And you also get a $50 Alma Bar gift card, and that's at Hotel Zachary, and a $50 Mordecai gift card. So that live music package and the gift cards, $600 donation. You get into any two shows at Metro or Martyrs. Great guys, Ray Quinn and Joe Shanahan, over the next calendar year. Do it.
You got to listen to this next story with my guy Chase Away Cancer. It is a just have your tissues ready. It's the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Cliff Floyd, and I stand for Shanta Floyd, and I'll never ever forget my sister Shanta. Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Okay, the triple match is still in effect from Edrington and Tom Ricketts himself. Hey, Ricketts, spend some money. All right, make him spend that full $25,000. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE24 to 41444. You're like, I've already donated. Then do me a favor. Text a friend and tell them to donate. Everybody you know who's a Cubs fan and cares about cancer research has not donated yet. So we got to get that up there. We still also have two more meet and greets available at $2,500 apiece. So call up right now, 773-388-8270. That's for Jameson Taillon and Patrick Wisdom.
And you call that same number for the music package with two tickets to any two shows at the Metro and Martyrs over the course of the next year. 773-388-8270. 8270.
That's right. That is a very aggressively priced music package donated by Spiegs and his friends in the music world here. That should fly off the shelf there. 773-388-8270. It is an honor to have Ellie Ewalt and Chase in studio right now with us. Chase, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Thank you so much for being here, Ellie. How are you doing today?
Very good. We're thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Oh, no, it is absolutely our honor.
Very good moment when Chase walked in. He looked at Danny and said, I thought you were going to look older.
How old did you think I was, Chase?
30.
See, well, I'm 37.
Yeah.
30's old.
Yeah, 30 is old. How old?
I was close.
And then what did you say, Danny, because you're so classy?
I said he's the old one.
Yeah, me. He pointed at me.
How old do you think that guy is?
Oh, boy.
70.
Oh, this is tough.
I told you
I
love this segment.
Tough moment.
Chase,
he looked at me and he said, yeah, he does look older.
Chase, how old are you, buddy?
Unbelievable.
I'm 14.
You're 14 years old. Okay. And Ellie, why don't you tell people about how old Chase was at his diagnosis and what he was diagnosed with?
Thank you, Danny. Chase was diagnosed when he was about 2.5 years old, and he was diagnosed with an aggressive malignant brain and spine cancer. At the time that he was diagnosed, when they found the tumor, there was a significant tumor in the brain, and then the cancer had also spread around the brain and into the spinal column. So the entire central nervous system was pretty much involved at that point.
And so, I mean, diagnosed at 2.5 years old. And so, you know, I'm learning about all of this with my work with Brain Up and all of that. There's so many different forms. ATRT for short. It's a central nervous system tumor. It had metastasized, like you said. This is incredibly rare. Like, explain the rarity of this diagnosis.
It is. Well, as a matter of fact, when we were in the room hearing about the diagnosis, they were telling me the name of this, the atypical teratoid, ATRT for short. And I was thinking, that sounds like an angry dinosaur. How is this a cancer? What is happening? It is incredibly rare because as research is growing, now we know what it is. But we, as if I'm a doctor, the doctors know what it is. But 20 years ago, 30 years ago, this particular cancer was folded in with other cancers. It did not have a name. It did not have a specified treatment. And so the mortality rate was almost entire. I mean,
it was basically 100%.
Yes.
And so one of the many reasons that we wanted to have you in, other than your story being so inspiring, is Chase being here is a direct result of research.
Yes, sir.
In the brain cancer field and progress. Because if this diagnosis would have happened 20 years ago, there's no way he's here at 14 years old.
Completely agreed. What you look at, particularly with Chase's cancer, and you see this in a lot of children with brain tumors, they manifest more like stomach issues and stuff because the pressure to the brain often looks, you know, it makes them nauseous and stuff. You're dealing with a population that can't always advocate for themselves because they're so young. And so it's not uncommon to see early misdiagnosis or confusion or things like that.
They can't articulate the symptoms.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And so you just see a population that has trouble advocating for themselves.
So brain cancer, you know, we talked earlier about how it's underfunded because there are not that many patients relative to some of the bigger ones. And then when you talk about it's such a rare form of brain cancer, but tragically, it's actually pretty common if a child is getting cancer, brain tumors. So brain tumors are the second most common form of cancer among kids 14 and younger. More than 4,600 kids and adolescents between 0 and 19 will be diagnosed with a primary brain tumor every year. So it's really tragic that, I mean, it actually does. If you have a child with cancer, statistically, it's actually more likely to be a brain tumor. And just kind of, you know, when you were telling me your story, how much treatment this strong young man had by the time he was 3 years old.
No, exactly. As a matter of fact, I've since found out that in other countries than the United States, some children can't be treated because the protocol is considered almost as dangerous as the cancer. You're looking at something, it had actually been authored, I believe, out of Dana-Farber just a couple of years before Chase got sick. And it's looking at a mix of different chemotherapies. Sometimes I think it's about 10 or 11 chemos. Sometimes, you know, he would get 4 or 5 on a single inpatient visit. So like in 3 days, you're having all that chemo going through a 25-pound body. And then it also calls for radiation, which has a developmental challenge in place as a child is developing. To have to radiate a brain is, well, let's just say it's not the best thing.
Right. And so, I mean, you said you 33 sessions of radiation?
Yes.
By his third birthday?
Yes.
So just think about all the parents out there. 33 radiation sessions before your child is 3 years old. And Chase, I know your big sister's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, what's it like? I mean, when you were going through all of these treatments, my man stopped. You didn't stop eating French fries either, did you? Is that right? You remember that?
Not really.
Okay, you don't remember any of that. Well, Ellie, didn't you tell me that he was eating fries through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Did I have that wrong?
No, you have that absolutely right. Okay. It was actually when he was first diagnosed.
The listener.
Hold on, Chase. Why should we not listen to her? She seems like a pretty good narrator.
Well, she is a goofball, too.
She's a goofball, too? Okay, fair enough.
Ellie,
you can see we've had many things taken from us, but not our sense of humor.
Well, how about it? Look at these years. What are we talking about here? Thanks to this research and thanks to this philanthropy that we're asking the listeners to be a part of, you've gotten these years with your son.
Isn't this amazing? Well, and when Danny and I talked ahead of time, we were talking about the fact that Chase's treatment is actually done slightly differently, even now in the last 11 years or 12 years since he was treated. It's done slightly differently to try and postpone radiation on these young brains so that they can develop, because that was one of the decisions we had to make. They said the chemo is not working. It's not working on the brain. We have some really tough decisions to make. And so Bob and I were in a place where we were like, Chase wants to live. We're all in. Let's do this. But now we're able to or a lot of patients with Chase's same diagnosis are able to hold off a little bit on radiation. So we're seeing better outcomes, better and less damage to the patient. Mm.
Hey, Chase, so your mom's a goofball, but you must like to do stuff with her. What's some of the stuff you like to do with your mom the most?
Mostly hug her.
That's
a solid answer, dude.
That is a great answer.
That's going to get you more hugs, too.
I paid for that.
he's going to reap the rewards.
Yeah.
We probably should have done this a little bit earlier about how you found out, right? Didn't one of your other children?
Yeah, it was actually Darcy. This is July of 2012, and she came and got us really early in the morning and said, hey, Chase is moving around in his bed. He won't stop. I can't sleep. And so, you know, you think, oh, as a parent, you're walking into just a normal, let's get the kids back to sleep situation. And within a minute, my husband, it was nothing like that. my husband came in and he said, Ellie, he's seizing. He's seizing. So
your 6-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Discovered your 2-year-old son having a seizure.
And I would love to tell you that that was the last time she ever saw a seizure, had to help with a medically traumatic moment. And this is the truth we see with brain tumors, both with children and adults alike. It's not just the individual that's impacted. It's the whole family.
How has it impacted your, because Chase is one of four?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how has it impacted the other kids?
I think that they have had to grow up before their time in many ways, because there were just whole weeks and sometimes even, you know, I think we'd go a month at a time where we would be in the hospital more than we wouldn't. So I'm very thankful we had a wonderful and supportive community around us and family in the area that could help. But we would go, you know, a month at a time, not really seeing our other kids in person or being in isolation or not being able to attend events with them or things like that. And so you just really are isolated in many unique ways, and that affects the other kids.
People are texting in right now. Chase is the bleeping best. How do we donate? So, all right, let's donate in Chase's honor here. Let's get Tom Ricketts. He's going to triple it up to 25K. This needs to be our biggest hour yet. So you text Cure24 to 41444, cubsforacure.com. You can call 773-388-8270, Cure24 to 41444. 5 becomes 15, 100 will become 300, 500 will become 1,500. They're tripling your money this hour. We're going to do that in honor of Chase.
Chase, you know, you like sports at all?
Yes.
What do you like?
I used to like football, but until Robbie Gould got retired.
Till Robbie Gould retired? That's what got you out of loving football?
You're a big Robbie Gould guy.
We're in mourning.
Wow.
Yeah, I get it.
It's been a couple years, man. Kyron Santos is pretty good.
Well, he is teaching football at a high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
Chase, you are the best.
Well, Andy, you're kind of a little bit of a prankster. Didn't you bury your sister's phone? Do I have that right?
How did you find out? I got sources.
I blame my mom for this. How do you blame your mom for you burying your sister's phone?
Maybe because she didn't give me one of my own.
Oh, so true.
So you took your sister's phone because you didn't want her to have it?
Well, she didn't really want it.
I'm sure your older sister wanted her phone. I'm pretty confident.
So true.
I mean, it's kind of amazing.
Yep.
It's not a typical situation, obviously, but so much joy that you still have with Chase. Chase, how do you feel about, you know, having this form of brain cancer and just like your outlook, man? You're a pretty inspiring little dude.
What inspires?
How do you feel about, you know, what's going on in your life right now, buddy?
Pretty good.
Okay.
He's really brave. He works hard to do things. And he was actually telling me in the car on the way down that one of the things, do you remember what you said that you would say to people who have brain tumors and who are fighting cancer?
Oh, yeah. Having cancer is not really that hard, but also having like a double life, like being a student at a high school and middle school.
What did you say that you would tell them?
I'll tell them to never stop fighting.
Yeah. There you go, man.
It's beautiful, man.
We can tell you're not stopping fighting and you're killing it, man. Good job. It's good to meet you, Chase. It's inspiring to meet you.
Ellie.
Even if you think I look 70.
What have the conversations been like about, you know, you have the reality of this diagnosis. You've got to be honest with your other kids and your husband. How do you deal with that? It's a parent's worst nightmare type of situation.
It definitely is. And I think that one of the things, particularly as time passes, is you have the conversation many times in many different ways because you're handing it to people in the way that they could handle it. Like a 6-year-old can't hear about a brain tumor the same way that an 18-year-old can. And so I think that this, once again, is where you see the
community. So you're saying that you're insulting my sister?
You see, yeah.
Chase,
now you know how the family conversations go there.
You, man,
Chase,
you love this kid.
Chase, what are you doing from like 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock every day of the week? Are you available to come on the radio every day? I need a partner, man.
Well, maybe.
He'll think about it. Good to know.
Man. Let's donate in Chase, because you and you also, I mean, chase away cancer, right?
That is correct.
See, I think the ability to tell these stories publicly. So tell people about Chase Away Cancer.
So it is a website and a Facebook page and Instagram as well. And basically, you can say everything you need to say with the numbers, but I mean, if you're like me, the numbers can get overwhelming at times, the statistics, the realities. And so what we've kind of said is, hey, come along with us. Come do life with us. I could tell you, you know, childhood cancer statistics and what a brain tumor looks like and stuff. Or you could just come with us on this hospital visit, see what we're talking to the doctors about. See Chase start high school, see the tears and the joys and the sassiness and like all of that. And just do life with us to better understand what life surviving and continuing to fight brain tumor side effects looks like. Because for many, this doesn't stop with a brain tumor. You oftentimes end up like Chase with a secondary cancer diagnosis. Yeah. So.
Well, Chase, man, you're an inspiring little dude. Even if you don't love football anymore, right? Your Nintendo Switch, Spider-Man. You're a normal kid, man.
Well, I like Iron Man better.
You like Iron Man better. I got bad information then. I'm sorry, buddy.
You got a lot of good information, though.
Yeah, listen, it's...
This is amazing to meet you, man. Inspiring to lots of listeners.
Yeah,
for sure.
It really is. Thank you guys so much. You got a favorite number? What's your favorite number, Chase? Make it a big one.
My lucky number is 12.
Your lucky number is 12? All right, let's get a bunch of $112 donations in Chase's honor right now. We can get 10 $112 dollar donations here. That'll be tripled by Tom Ricketts. So just text Cure 24 to 41444. Put a 12, make a $12 donation, make it 12 cents on the end of it, make it 112. Let's let Chase know that we're going to hit this number for him, okay?
Danny, by way of explanation, his favorite number is 12 because he was born on December 12th, but he also finished radiation on his third birthday, which is 12, 12, 12. So all the 12s for Chase.
Amazing. Chase Away Cancer, Ellie, Chase, thank you so much for coming in and telling your story. While you guys have been on the air, we've crossed a quarter of $1 million since you guys have been on the air. What do you think about that, Chase?
Awesome.
Thank you so much, buddy, for coming in, all right? You're the best, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ellie. Thanks, Chase.
Let's get this. Let's make sure Tom Ricketts has to spend that full $25K, all right? CubsForACure.com. Cure 24 to 41444. The music experience did go.
Excellent.
We have a couple more meet and greets left, so call 773-388-8270. That's a four-pack of tickets. You meet Jameson Taillon, you meet Patrick Wisdom, one or the other. You get the autograph, you get the picture, and then you get to go to the booth for an inning with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. That's a ridiculous deal for $2,500. Let's do that for Chase. Let's move those two items in the next 10 minutes. We can do that at 773-388-8270. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Ian Happ, and I stand up for Keith Happ.
Donate now by texting the phrase Cure 24 to 41444. That's Cure 24 to 41444.
Chase was amazing. The 25,000, I believe, just hit. So Tom Ricketts, we got there. We are at $293,000, man.
Amazing,
100%
dude.
Going to cancer research. And Speegs, man, it's been real.
See you later, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You know what? You know what I just thought of? I just thought of during my era of vague employment when you had me on after the wedding. And I just blistered you for having given me the gift cards.
Yeah.
As a wedding gift. And you just took it and took it and took it. And I think it was a funny segment and I was on the phone or whatever. And after I hung up, you were like, well, I took a lot of abuse there, but I just got to talk to my friend for a little while. Yeah. And that was a really sweet, genuine moment. So, dude, it's nice to be your friend.
Nice to be your friend as well, man. It's been an honor and a privilege, and that means I got 16 hours to go.
Have fun the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Try coffee.
Yeah,
I recommend it.
I might have to. This is pretty heavy. Anthony Herron is in for the next 3 hours on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We have, if you are a fan, though, of the Parkinson Spiegel Show, the incentive items that we're giving away in the next hour, God, you're gonna love two of them. You're gonna just—they are so specific.
They're very Parkinson Spiegelish.
Especially if you love Shane.
Who doesn't love Shane?
I'm very, very excited. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on the Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Ian Happ, and I stand up for Keith Happ.
Donate now by texting the phrase Cure 24 to 41444. That's Cure 24 to 41444.
Chase was amazing. The 25,000, I believe, just hit. So Tom Ricketts, we got there. We are at $293,000, man.
Amazing,
100%
dude.
Going to cancer research. And Speegs, man, it's been real.
See you later, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You know what I just thought of? I just thought of during my era of vague employment when you had me on after the wedding. and I just blistered you for having given me the gift cards.
Yeah.
As a wedding gift. And you just took it and took it and took it. And I think it was a funny segment and I was on the phone or whatever. And after I hung up, you were like, well, I took a lot of abuse there, but I just got to talk to my friend for a little while. Yeah. And that was a really sweet, genuine moment. So, dude, it's nice to be your friend.
Nice to be your friend as well, man. It's been an honor and a privilege. And that means I got 16 hours to go.
Have fun the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Try coffee.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
I might have to. This is pretty heavy. Anthony Herron is in for the next 3 hours on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We have, if you are a fan, though, of the Parkinson Spiegel Show, the incentive items that we're giving away in the next hour, God, you're going to love two of them. You're going to just, they are so specific.
They're very Parkinson Spiegel.
Especially if you love Shane.
Who doesn't love Shane?
I'm very, very excited. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on the score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.